I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last week, Louisiana suffering from some historic flooding. Thousands of people evacuated, thousands of homes damaged, and the recovery effort is still going on and will be a very long process. We spoke with Amy Grace, Executive Director for Red Cross Serving the Heart of Texas, to see what people in our community can do to help and what the entire country is doing to help those in Louisiana.
One of the most amazing things, I think, that we're doing, every state in the United States, and that includes also Puerto Rico and D.C., has sent people to Louisiana to help. So we have over 1,500 Red Cross volunteers on the ground down there, which is just amazing. We have sent a couple from Waco as well, and we've sent a few from Bryan College Station also. So we are well represented down in that area.
And what exactly are those volunteers doing? What are the few different activities or projects that they're working on in Louisiana?
So the two main things that we're doing down there, and the two main things that the Red Cross does across the board in these kinds of disasters, we are feeding and we are sheltering. So our volunteers are down there working in over 65 shelters, providing support and just, you know, a safe, clean place to be, as well as meals to, we've had probably anywhere between 30,000 and 7,000 people per night in these shelters over the last week or so.
And the rain is over for now, but obviously the damage will last much longer. What can people in the Brazos Valley do right now or even in the next couple of weeks if they want to help but can't physically be a volunteer and go to Louisiana?
The biggest thing they can do to help is to donate money. And this is going to be a $30 million relief effort for just on the Red Cross's part. So the fastest way we can get victims support and the food and the shelter that they need right now is through donations of money. And there are three ways that people can donate. One is at redcross.org/donate, and just make sure that you designate it's for the LA floods. The second way is 1-800-RED-CROSS, and again, tell them on the phone it's for LA floods. And the third way is to just text LA floods to 90999, and it will automatically donate $10 to the Red Cross.
Oh, great. That's super easy and something that really anyone can afford to do to help.
Correct.
And Amy,
and it is so appreciated.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit goes a long way in situations
does,
like
yes.
this. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, anything else that you'd like to tell people before I let you go today?
The only other thing is if you have any desire to help in these types of situations and to go to these sites and be those boots on the ground and those arms that hug people and just offer mental, emotional support as well as practical support, we have all kinds of different trainings. We can train you to be a shelter worker. We can train you around disaster mental health. There are so many other things we can do to prepare you if you want to deploy to those sites and be a really great resource for help in those areas, or if we have disasters in our own backyard.
And if someone does want more information on how to become boots on the ground, to be a volunteer, where should they go or who should they call?
You can look us up on Facebook. That's probably the easiest. And that's the American Red Cross Serving the Brazos Valley. And you can post, get a request for help there. So the phone number to our Brazos Valley office is 979-776-8279. And we have volunteers manning the phones, typically, you know, all business hours. But if there is nobody there, just leave a message and we'll get back to you soon.
Thanks again to Amy Grace from Red Cross Serving the Heart of Texas. Again, you can find more information on their website at redcross.org. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.